This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ah, the globalist crime lords are licking their lips. They've been fighting for decades to undermine and divide and bankrupt this country, and now they're so close. Look at the CNN headline, Who's Who in Donald Trump's Desperate Last Stand, by Michael Warren and Kevin Liptak. A ragtag team of former aides, lawyers, elected Republicans, and sycophants, talk about projection, from the outside have grabbed Donald Trump's ear at a time when many of his longtime allies and government have backed away from the president. Increasingly extreme ploys for staying in office. Oh, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has acknowledged Joe Biden won the election in a speech on the floor of the Senate. Outgoing Attorney General William Barr has said there was no widespread election fraud and instead insisted there was no need for a special counsel to investigate the election, nor for the Justice Department to seize voting machines. He also said to look at Hunter Biden. That's right. And all the big top White House aides have turned on him because they were all swamp creatures. This only shows how real Trump is. Is he perfect? Absolutely not. Has he made mistakes? Absolutely. So have we. But he is a real president. And he knows he won this election, and the evidence is overwhelming. We've already gone over it. And big tech is having to censor Senate hearings where Senator Rand Paul says there's clear evidence of fraud, and other senators present it in hours of powerful bombshell testimony. So you remember that. This evidence is so fake. This evidence is not real. It doesn't exist, so you're not allowed to see it. This is a systematic attack on our way of life. Not just on our speech, but on the very existence of our country itself. And voting is a major form of action, a major form of speech, and they are nullifying it in front of us and then trying to gaslight us. This is not President Trump's last stand. One of the most true things he ever said was, they don't hate me, they hate you. And they've got to get through me to get to you. And we've come so far together, they're going to fight us hard. We can win this, but it's not going to be easy. I'm paraphrasing, but you've all heard him say that many times. And it's absolutely true. And that goes for your life. It goes for your family. It goes for my family. It goes for my life. I am proud to stand with President Trump. I am proud to stand with you, the InfoWarriors. I am brought to tears every time you call in and thank me. And people say, why don't you be thanked? It's because it humbles me. And I appreciate you and I love you. And it makes me get a tear in my eye. Because I know you're counting on me. And I don't know if I'm going to be strong enough myself to carry this through. But I'll tell you who is strong enough. And that's God Almighty. So we all need to get on our knees before Jesus Christ, Son of God, every day and thank God for life and consciousness and will, everything good in this universe that we've been given, and to ask God to come into our hearts and our souls stronger than ever before to lead, guide, and direct us in this holy cause of standing up against the globalists. Because listen, as negative as all this is, we woke up. We woke up the world. We forced the globalists out in the open, and that's why they're throwing all their forces at us now. So I just want to pray in the name of Jesus for InfoWars, for President Trump, for America, for the whole world, for all the children in bondage, for all the women in bondage, for all the innocents in bondage, and for all the captives and all the slaves. And I pray in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that he break the bonds of Satan as he did on Calvary, and that he do it again in his name. And we know, Lord, we must call upon you to call down that power. We call down that power humbly now, on our knees, on our bellies before you in your awesome infinity mind, and we beg you to save us because we're not strong enough and we're fallen. We beg you to make us whole. We beg you to take us to your bosom. We beg you to take us to that quiet place, the Most High that King David talked about, and we beg you to cause a giant worldwide awakening that will trigger an even greater insurrection against Satan and his minions for the innocent, for the children. And we know no matter what happens to Trump, no matter what happens to us, it's all part of your greater plan. And we understand that, and we're thankful for that, and we're just thankful for being part of it. We know it's up to us to do the right thing, to stand up and tell the truth, and that you work in mysterious ways, and the outcome is up to you. We all know it's part of your greater plan, and we thank you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. 2020 is here, but will soon be gone. But I want to encourage all of you to recommit to your 2020, and I'm talking to myself when I say this, to exercise and to treat our bodies better and to take high-quality supplements along with a nutritious diet. We got back in stock just a few days ago a big shipment of Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 you're going to find, also with vitamin K. These are essential vitamins for your immune system. With everything going on in the world, it's important for all of us to protect ourselves. It's for children, it's for women, it's for men, it's for young, it's for old, it's for everybody. It's Winter Sun, sold out for almost 3 months, now back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com because I want everyone to get it. Vitamin D3 is in high demand because people are learning how important it is. This is the highest quality you're going to find out there. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Baby, I'm gonna teach you what a love's all about tonight.
It's Wednesday, December 23rd. The year is 2020. We're only 27 days out from the attempted inauguration of a communist Chinese spy, Joe Biden, to the presidency of the United States. If this happens, it becomes a 90%+ chance that you can basically create a tombstone saying United States of America born July 4th, 1776, United States of America dead January 20th, 2021. And as I've said many times, unlike a person, a country or an idea or an organization can be resurrected from the ashes. But this will constitute the death of our republic. It's that serious. The stakes are that high. And the globalists know there's going to be a counter push, and so they're going to come down on us with both feet, stomping on our political heads and souls. Biden has said the worst is yet to come with COVID. Gates of the UN say it never ends. Never ends. Small businesses locked down. Masks, forced inoculations. And as I predicted, we've got our archivists looking for it, but you heard me say this probably 50 times in the last 10 months. A new strain arrived in England, and now the vaccines won't work. That's actually true. That's actually true. So they've never had a vaccine for the common cold, which COVID's base virus is a common cold with four more viruses nested inside of it, a total bioweapon. But it's a bioweapon that spreads everywhere, never goes away, only kills the old and those that don't have the right supplements, the right vitamins, the right minerals. But it's nevertheless basically a nanotech virus tracker that then they can claim ownership of you if you have it and make you have COVID tests, be able to travel, be able to live, be able to have a job or the vaccine. Which, again, I told you 10 months ago was the plan after decades of studying enemy operations. But that was all speculation then, wasn't it? Now you've seen it all come true. So, President Trump has now come out and issued a first group of new pardons. And conspicuous amongst it is not Julian Assange and it's not Edward Snowden. Snowden is doing just fine. He's asked that he be passed over. And that Assange, who has been in solitary confinement for many years and who is almost losing his mind, be released. My friends, President Trump needs so desperately to do this to repudiate the entire corrupt system that Assange and others have exposed. But regardless, there's still time for him to do it and still time for him to take action. He's called for us to march on D.C. January 6th. He's also more and more preparing a resistance that CNN is so angry about that they call ragtag that isn't giving up and is planning to challenge the, quote, electors in the House of Representatives that is federal law. They're trying to think this is some terrible thing, but Biden and the Democrats said they thought they would lose, there'd be a red mirage, and that they were going to challenge right through until inauguration and then wouldn't even accept inauguration. They didn't have enough votes through the fraudulent ballots, the 80 million mail-ins. They froze it, stuffed the ballot boxes, and they believe won the election. Now even the committee in Georgia set out by the legislature to investigate crime says they found clear evidence of systematic election fraud for Joe Biden. Guess what's happening? Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube are blocking members of the legislature and their findings, just like they blocked the Senate committee that investigated over the weekend and found fraud when they made their statements. That, too, was blocked. This is the systematic cutting off of our communications. Who did Trump pardon? He pardoned different Republican congressmen who had been set up by Democrats, just like they tried to do with Tom DeLay and so many others.
Tom DeLay obviously spent most of his money and ended up beating it finally. But these other folks were serving prison sentences here in Texas out of Democrat counties like Travis County, where I live, where they can convict a ham sandwich of mass murder, and they routinely do. They're the same folks that indicted Rick Perry when the county attorney got arrested spitting and yelling like a crazed piranha on PCP with rabies, famously. He cut the state funding to a corruption oversight board that she ran. He vetoed it, and then they criminally indicted him. Lots of reasons to go after Rick Perry. He has a lot of problems. One of them pushing the whole Gardasil shot. But the point is that Trump has done the right thing, pardoning some Border Patrol agents that were in prison when they thought illegal alien pulled a gun on them. They shot and killed him. Things like that. He's done a lot of things here, but these are very, very conservative pardons. He needs to pardon Assange. He needs to pardon Edward Snowden. We need checks and balances on the police state, on the surveillance grid, on the system that was illegally spying on Trump and illegally trying to keep him from ever even getting into office and spying on him after he was in office. Judge Arpaio, Sheriff Arpaio, had a judge sentence him to jail without a jury trial, claiming he was in contempt. Remember that? And Trump gave him a pardon and overrode what happened to Sheriff Arpaio. So again, Trump has a good history of standing up for people and not giving pardons to cocaine dealers and child smugglers like Bill Clinton and Barack Obama did. But he needs, again, to go all the way and pardon Julian Assange. But just remember, the only way this information gets out, the only way the public gets warned, the only people that even know what's happening in this age of total censorship is when you promote Band.video, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and, of course, the local radio stations and TV stations that pick up the show. It is beyond vital. It is critical. And when you do it, it is amazing. So I thank you all for what you're doing, because as all these other places get censored, as Congress gets censored, as the president gets censored, the places where the truth is able to get out are more precious than ever. Speaking of that, go to Band.video, and it's in the Band Videos of Band Video section. So it's Band.video, and it's the Band Video section. You will find the congressional testimony, the Senate testimony they're trying to censor, and so much more. And then you can share it to people and say, here is the proof of election fraud that the big multinational tech companies don't need to know about. All right, please spread the word about the live feed. You are Paul Revere.
This is John Rappaport here, last hour, for our weekly chat. Got about 3 minutes here coming up against the break. So, the new vaccine, the COVID vaccine, there's a program called V-Safe, which is a new program, and it's where people have an app on their cell phones and they report what the CDC is calling health impact events, which means unable to work or perform daily duties or to need required health care from a doctor. So as of December 18th, with 112,000 shots of the new vaccine being given, roughly 3,000 people had already reported health impact events. That's about 3%. That's gigantic if you want to do the arithmetic. Just imagine what happens when there's 100 million people vaccinated at 3% having serious adverse reactions. And that's only the beginning of the story because, first of all, we know from adverse drug events, medical drug events, let's say 10% are reported. So you can then multiply that figure of 3,000 from the vaccine to 30,000. That would be a conservative estimate. Those of you watching can see the chart on the screen there. The other factor is that since December 18th, this V-Safe surveillance chart has apparently gone dark. I've been looking to see the updates, which until that time were daily, and I don't find any new ones. So this could very well be the CDC saying, oops, look what's happening here. We're seeing an alarming amount of serious adverse reaction to the vaccine. We don't want to report this anymore. And so we're going to go dark and go silent. So this is a serious alert to people as this vaccine is rolling out. Again, as of December 18th, 112,000 reported adverse reactions with 3,000 reported adverse reactions with 112,000 vaccines given. That's about 3%. That is a gross underestimate. Try multiplying that 3,000 by 10, you get 30,000. There's a lot of people that don't even know that there's this app, wouldn't know how to load it on their phones if they knew about it, or don't have cell phones, and those will never be reported. So we're looking at a gross underestimate here, and it's right in front of your eyeballs. It's there for anybody to see as to how dangerous this vaccine is as it comes out. Serious adverse events. Unable to work or to perform daily duties or needed medical care, which would include anaphylaxis. We will be back after the break. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
What is it good for?
Absolutely. Listen to me.
Okay, we're back after the break here. So you may not have heard about this story, but protesters actually stormed the Capitol in Oregon the other day. We're talking about anti-lockdown protesters. Stormed the Capitol where the legislature was in session. Broke into the building to register their protests. Lots of cops in there. Standoff, scuffles. Apparently pepper spray was being used. Details are a little bit uncertain. One of the legislators came out of session and talked to the protesters inside the Capitol building in Oregon and said, "I'm with you." Went back inside, addressed the legislature with his mask on, and said, "Okay, now I'm going to take off this mask in violation of your rules. You can either show yourselves to be the cowards that you are and do nothing, or the fascists that you want to be and arrest me." At which point he took off his mask and stood there silently for 30 seconds. And of course, nothing happened. So my point to lockdown politicians all over the world is, what did you expect was going to happen sooner or later? As you keep imposing these lockdowns on more and more and more people, more and more vicious lockdowns, destroying more lives, more businesses, more economies, we know that's the op. That's the covert op. It isn't anything else. It's not the virus. It's not the pandemic. All of that is the cover story. We know what the routine is. So what did you expect was going to happen when the lockdowns became so severe that people were completely crippled in their ability to earn a living, be free, walk outside, live their lives, etc., etc.? What did you think was going to happen? And do you think this is the end of it? There are protests that have been sweeping across all of Europe. There are people that are pushing back who own businesses in the United States. These protests are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. A lot of these people understand now the scientific fraud of COVID. Others who don't just understand that they're being destroyed by the lockdowns. So what choice do they have is the way they look at it. I mean, you can say all you want to about the deadly this and the deadly strain of that and all of this, but if at the same time you're locking down all these populations and keeping them indoors and destroying their ability to work and earn money, and then you throw a few pittance pennies at them as recompense for their troubles, and you stand back and you think nothing is going to happen? Really? Is that your attitude? The resistance is not only growing, but it's taking different shapes. And again, I'm talking to you lockdown politicians. I'm just putting it right there on the table. What did you expect was going to happen? Did you really think that you could do this forever without any reaction whatsoever from the people whose lives you're destroying? that you could keep clamping down and pressing down for months after you said it was just going to be a matter of weeks and then months and months, and now it's getting on to a year, and this is, you know, the darkest winter, Biden is saying. England, which I'll have something to say about very quickly here, instituted new levels of lockdowns. And you really think that nothing is going to happen? The resistance is taking all kinds of shapes, all manner of shapes that are out of your control, completely out of your control. So now what do we have in England? We have this baloney about a new mutant strain of the virus. A new mutant strain. And it's being publicized up to the, you know, sky and whatever. I've been showing evidence for the last 9 months that there isn't even a first strain of the virus. But now there's a new mutant strain. Oh, yeah, big alarm. It's so scary, fantastically scary. Drudge, oh yeah, keeps running the headlines, oh. And on that basis, a new tier of level 4 lockdown, Boris Johnson is declaring in the UK. Cancel Christmas, forget the whole thing. Nobody goes, nobody moves. Lockdown. So where are they getting their data from about this new strain that is supposedly 70% more contagious than the original strain of the virus? Well, it's yet another report from the Imperial College of London, which I've covered on this show and in articles at No More Fake News for months now. But if you read the actual report from the Imperial College, it states that it's really too early to tell if this computer prediction about the new strain, 70% more contagious and dangerous than the old strain, is really true. It's too early to tell. We don't really know. That's what they're saying. But it doesn't matter to Boris Johnson. He's acting anyway on this information. And who is the face on television that is promoting this criminal non-science and the lockdowns right now? Who is being the spokesman for all of this crime, conspiratorial crime, by the British UK mob boss Boris Johnson? Why? Guess who? It's Neil Ferguson. Neil Ferguson, the disgraced and failed computer modeler who made the first original prediction about 500,000 deaths in the UK by this past summer and 2 million in the US by this past summer, that directly influenced Boris Johnson and Trump to declare states of emergency and reverse their positions that the economy had to be left open and instead supported closing and shutting down the economy. That guy, that failed modeler, Neil Ferguson, who had, by the way, carried on an affair with his married mistress during the lockdowns that he helped perpetuate, was caught in the act and resigned his government position and slunk off into the darkness. He's back. He's on television. The British people are sitting there watching this. The British politicians and the planners are rubbing the noses of the public into the new destructive, explosive lockdowns. What do they expect is going to happen? Stay with us. We'll be back after the break.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20. thanks to this InfoWars store product. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense, Living Defense, Living Defense.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, so just before the break, I was talking about Neil Ferguson, the failed computer modeler who is now the face of the new level of lockdowns in UK. So what do we know about this guy? Well, we know that he made ridiculous, absurd, insane criminal predictions about COVID deaths that led to the lockdowns back in March. But before that, in 2005, he made a prediction about bird flu. He said it could kill up to 200 million people. The final official tally was several hundred. In 2001, he made a prediction about mad cow in Britain that led to billions of dollars of losses and millions of killed animals in England, said untold, you know, huge numbers of people could die from it. Again, official statistics at the end, several hundred. Same with swine flu in 2009. So this guy has been a failed computer modeler from the beginning. Has a long, long history. So why is anybody listening to him? Why do people obey him? Why is he on television? Why does he influence governments? Because he's bankrolled by Bill Gates. Because his institute at the Imperial College of London is bankrolled by Bill Gates at tens of millions every year. He is the guy who is the mouthpiece for Bill Gates, who wants the lockdowns, who wants the fear, who wants the terror, who wants COVID fraud broadcast all over the world with dire predictions so that the vaccine, which is now released, will come true. That's been the plan all along, and Neil Ferguson is one of the major mouthpieces for the whole thing. Okay. So I want to ask a couple of questions now. Why do political officials break their own COVID rules? Politicians. We've seen this with Deborah Birx, who's a coronavirus White House task force, traveled on Thanksgiving after she warned everybody not to do it. Gavin Newsom, the presidential would-be delusional from California, who did the same thing on Thanksgiving, and then he was caught dining indoors without a mask with 12 people. And we've had other examples along the way where politicians say, no, 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 don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. You got to lock down, stay indoors and all this. And then they go out and they break their own rules. Why? Well, reasons have been given for this. Because they think they're above the law. Because they want to thumb their noses at the public, etc., etc. Yes, no doubt, no doubt these reasons are true, so on. But there's another reason that's staring us in the face. And I'll frame it as another question. If these politicians were actually concerned about, quote, the virus in terms of their own health, would they go out and break their own rules? Would they be dining out indoors with people not of their own household and not wearing masks? Would they do that if they were truly concerned for their own health vis-a-vis this virus? No. What does that lead us to? That there are a number of politicians who know that this is no threat, who know that the pandemic is a fraud, who know it's a fake, who know that they are not personally in danger for breaking all their own rules, who know that they can go out and do anything they want to. They can go to Mexico and sit in a condo and announce a lockdown in Texas. They can do whatever they want to because they know that the pandemic is a fraud. Now, that's a very interesting conclusion. It's a true conclusion. So this leads us to understand that we're not dealing here with a secret conspiracy with 12 guys in a room that's sealed off and that's it. No, no, no. We're talking about something much wider than that. 12 guys, including Bill Gates, may have dreamed up the whole idea 20 years ago, but the people who maintain the fake pandemic, who administer it, who give the orders for the lockdowns, who are the mouthpieces, they know that it's a fraud, that it is no danger. They understand that. So we could rightfully call it an open secret. An open secret, shared by many, but certainly not broadcast by those many to you and me. No, 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 no. Let's not stop there. Let's go to another level of people who would be sharing this secret, this open secret that the pandemic is a fraud. government scientists and doctors. Many of them understand that this is a total fraud from a scientific point of view. They know that the PCR test is a complete fraud. It's worthless. It's valueless. It doesn't really identify a virus at all, any virus. And yet it is used to churn out false positive results like a fire hose, jack up the fake case numbers that lead to the lockdowns. They understand all of this and more, and yet they say nothing either. They remain silent, just like the politicians do. So that widens the realm of this shared secret that the pandemic is a fraud. Well, let's take it one step further. What about all of the labs in the world, of which there are many, that are actually doing the PCR tests? They're running all of these tests. As I've documented on the show and in numerous articles at my site, the test is done in what's called cycles, amplifying the size of the tiny portion of the test sample taken from the patient. It's well known, in fact, Fauci readily asserted this, that if you do the tests at more or at up to 35 cycles or above, it's meaningless, it means nothing whatsoever, and yet public health agencies like the CDC and the FDA recommend doing it at up to 40 cycles, and that's the way labs are doing it, which turns out false positives all the time. Jacks up the case numbers, leads to the lockdowns. Well, the PCR techs in these labs all over the world understand exactly what they're doing every day in the lab. They're complicit in the crime of centuries. They know. They're the technical people who understand everything about the tests. So they know that the pandemic is a fraud, too. And they're not saying anything about it. Has any PR tech currently working in a lab stepping forward and saying, I'm blowing the whistle on the whole fraud, and I'm urging my fellow PCR techs in these labs to do the same? No. More conspiracy of silence. PR techs, the government scientists and doctors, some of the politicians, many of the politicians who know that the whole thing is a total fraud. This sheds a whole different light on what's going on here. It's not just, you know, a few guys in a little room somewhere. This is widely held knowledge kept from the public by a vast conspiracy of silence based on fear, based on bribes, blackmail, threats. Stay tuned.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Okay, John Rappaport here for the last segment here in this hour. As I was talking before the break, it's an open secret that the pandemic is a fraud, and it's shared in a conspiracy of silence based on fear, based on intimidation by many people, politicians, government scientists and doctors, people who work in labs and are doing the fake fraudulent PR PCR test, the techs in these labs. You can fill out your own list of people who understand that this whole thing is a fraud. So when you look at this amazing thing, this landscape of a conspiracy of silence, what does it remind you of? What it reminds you of, or should, is the massive bureaucracies of Nazi Germany, USSR, China, North Korea, where people are receiving orders, passing along those orders. They're not thinking. They're just looking at this. Okay, here's what I'm getting. This is what I'm transferring. This is what they want me to do now, so I do it. This is what I have to tell these people to do. This is what I'm supposed to do. The faceless bureaucracies that are massive, that are maintaining and sustaining and administering the fake and fraudulent pandemic, the lockdowns, the restrictions, the vaccinations, the whole nine yards. Don't you think there are people in the military who get these shots all the time where they have a huge number of unreported adverse reactions, I'm sure, that are now supposed to be administering the COVID vaccinations, who know how dangerous this is and are saying nothing? That's another group of people you can add to the list of those who understand that this whole thing is a fraud. In these situations, you have the faceless bureaucracies of obedience and interconnection that are absolutely necessary to maintaining the structure of tyranny against which we are resisting. That's the picture. That's the picture that you need to understand and see. And there will be defections. There are people who have already opted out of that bureaucracy. There are people who have quietly opted out and retired and left and resigned. And occasionally one is speaking up. There will be more as the severity of these lockdowns, which is the real aim here, the destruction of phase one of the New World Order, proceeds. So understand all of this. So in the few minutes remaining, I want to give you some deep background on this. I.G. Farben. I.G. Farben was, at the outbreak of World War II, a German cartel, chemical cartel, pharmaceutical cartel. It was instrumental in putting Hitler over the top in 1933. They green-lighted the rise of Hitler. To give you a sense of how huge this cartel was at the outbreak of World War II, not only did it have a significant alliance with Standard Oil, Rockefeller, but in the early phases of World War II, a government employee named Josiah Dubois was sent on a mission to Guatemala to look into the influence of I.G. Farben. Dubois later wrote a book, which you can look for, called The Devil's Chemists, about I.G. Farben. He came back from Guatemala and he said, as far as I can see, Guatemala is a wholly owned subsidiary of I.G. Farben. So, after World War II and the defeat of Germany, a Plan B was organized. It had many dimensions, including the European Common Market, the eventual rise of the European Commission and the European Union, war by other means. But one of the things that happened in Germany was that at the Nuremberg trials, the division that was headed up by Telford Taylor, who was chief prosecutor against German corporate leaders, failed to produce the degree and level of conviction that they were looking for, because they were trying to show that these enablers of the Nazi regime were just as guilty as the SS or anybody else in Germany. But the sentences handed out were generally fairly light. For example, Fritz Termeer, who had been the very high-ranking science executive on the board of I.G. Farben, was tried for mass murder and slavery, found guilty, and received a 7-year sentence, which was partially commuted, and he eventually became a major pharmaceutical executive in Germany post-World War II. The theme under cover, so to speak, in post-World War Europe and in other countries was rebuilding the pharmaceutical empire to become war on the people by other means, by chemical, by vaccine, by drug. I have often cited the most mainstream study, I would say, that's ever been done on the devastation caused by pharmaceuticals in the United States. July 26, 2000, Journal of the American Medical Association, Dr. Barbara Starfield, who at the time was a revered public health expert at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. She found that every year in the U.S., the medical system kills 106,000 people from the correct administration of FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. I interviewed her about a year before her death in 2009, and she told me that was a conservative estimate and that other studies and analyses done since her 2000 study have shown higher figures. Yes, some much higher figures. But even that, 106,000 people killed by correct administration of FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs in the U.S., only in the U.S., that comes out to a million killings per decade from pharmaceutical drugs, not including vaccines. Now, the FDA knows this. They approve the drugs in the first place as safe and effective. The medical journals know this. They publish the studies that claim that the drugs were safe, effective, and brilliant, the drugs that later killed all these people. The editors of the medical journals know this. The FDA knows this. The CDC knows this. All kinds of people know this, and yet nothing is ever done. I asked Starfield, had she ever been contacted by the government to consult them on trying to remedy this genocidal assault by medical drugs on the public? She said, no, absolutely not. I asked her whether she was aware of any overall effort to remedy this horrendous tragedy of killing. She said, no. What emerged out of World War II and IG Farben was a new form of killing, a new killing machine, war by other means. And we've seen it come to fruition slowly, gradually, by the declaration of fake epidemics, one after another, that have never taken hold, but each one has promoted vaccine, 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 toxic drug, toxic drug, toxic drug, until finally this plan caught hold, aided by the Chinese regime, the lockdowns, the lockdowns, the lockdowns, the lockdowns, the treatment with toxic medical drugs like remdesivir, antivirals, the use of ventilators and heavy sedation to kill the elderly and frail. And now the vaccine, which I started out by saying, look, here's the reactions. 3,000 reactions reported so far, only a fraction of the real number. After only 112,000 shots have been given, and the CDC goes dark and doesn't report anymore since December 18th, that I can find. This is war against you, against me, against all of us by other means. The Plan B people, as I call them, the killing machine, the pharmaceutical death machine. That's the deep background behind all of this. The takeover, the new world order. John Rappaport, see you again next time.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.